From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council holds urgent talks Thursday on the pro-government coalition assault on the Houthi rebel-controlled Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, viewed as the biggest battle of the three-year conflict. Warplanes and warships pounded rebel positions in support of ground forces poised to the south. The deputy director of Yemen operations for the relief group CARE, Julian Veldwick, is in Hodeidah and fears yet another unfolding humanitarian disaster.
There's been increasing violence around the city, to the south of the city, and it's been getting closer and closer to Hodeidah city. The impact of this is bigger than just on Hodeidah city alone. In Hodeidah, we have 600,000 people. We expect and we project 250,000 of these people will lose everything they have, potentially also their lives.
Fighting appears centered around control of the Hodeidah airport. Four Emirati soldiers reportedly have been killed. A coalition spokesman said the objectives are both the airport and seaport through which most relief aid flows. Ohio State University Mideast analyst Alam Payan said the port city is vital for the Houthis for two reasons.
It's a source of income for them. So they're financing their weapons and food and really controlling the area. Another one is that Houthis are receiving weapons through that port, which is sent by Iran.
The Houthis said they repelled an attempt at a sea landing. UN envoy Martin Griffith said he remains in contact with both sides. Ethiopia has invited both South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar to Addis Ababa next week for their first face-to-face talks in nearly 2 years in a fresh bid to end the nearly five-year conflict. A rebel spokesman said his side accepts the meeting to be mediated by the East African bloc IGAD. This is VOA News. President